everyone, Jessie here.
And I'm Karen. Use your Spanish to make friends and influence people.
Lesson 25, which happens to be the last lesson of this series.
Yeah, that's right.
So we have to make it a good one. Okay, Karen, what are we going to learn in this lesson, our last lesson?
In this lesson, we'll be reviewing how to introduce yourself and other people.
Something we covered in the very first few lessons. Now we're coming back to it. Where does this conversation take place and who is it between?
The conversation takes place at a bar, and it's between Paco, Sofia, and Nora.
So the conversation is between three people. They're meeting each other for the first time, so they're speaking somewhat formally. Let's listen to the dialogue.
Hola, ¿cómo se llaman?
Yo, Sofía, mucho gusto. ¿Y tú?
Igualmente, yo soy Paco y mi amigo se llama Samuel.
Y yo soy Nora. Por favor, siéntense.
Let's listen to the dialogue one time slowly.
Hola, ¿cómo se llaman?
Yo, Sofía, mucho gusto. ¿Y tú?
Igualmente, yo soy Paco y mi amigo se llama Samuel.
Y yo soy Nora. Por favor, siéntense.
And now with the English translation.
Hola, ¿cómo se llaman?
Hi, what are your names?
Yo, Sofía, mucho gusto. ¿Y tú?
I'm Sofía. Nice to meet you. And you?
Igualmente, yo soy Paco y mi amigo se llama Samuel.
Same here. I'm Paco, and my friend here is Samuel.
Y yo soy Nora. Por favor, siéntense.
And I'm Nora. Please, have a seat. Okay, so this conversation was all about meeting someone for the first time and introducing yourself and other people. Let's talk a bit about how this is done in Latin American countries.
Sure. First, let me say that we only use our first name in introductions for the most part.
Yes, that's right. Just the first name is okay.
And when meeting or greeting someone, you can expect kisses on the cheek.
Right. This kissing on the cheek is something that everyone does when meeting or greeting people. Or sometimes it's just putting your cheeks together and making a kissing sound, sometimes once or sometimes twice on both sides.
Yes, yes. Kissing on the cheek is normal in Latin America. Now, if two men are being introduced, there's no kiss on the cheek, usually a handshake.
But in Argentina and also Uruguay, men do kiss on the cheek.
Yes, but usually men will just hug. Listeners, if you travel to Spanish-speaking countries, do not feel strange if someone tries to kiss you. It does not mean anything, it's just the way it's done.
Right. If you're not used to it, though, it may take you by surprise.
Yes, that's right. But just so you know, it's very common.
If you're in a situation where you're meeting and greeting people and you don't know what to do, it's okay. Just follow the body language of the others.
That's right. Just do what they do. You'll probably catch on to the routine pretty quickly.
Let's take a look at the vocabulary from this lesson. The first word is
llamarse,
to be called.
Llamarse, llamarse.
Next is
mucho gusto,
it's a pleasure.
Mucho gusto, mucho gusto.
Next we have
igualmente,
likewise.
Igualmente, igualmente.
Next is
sentarse,
to take a seat.
Sentarse, sentarse.
Next we have
hola,
hello, hi.
Hola, hola.
The next word is
cómo,
how, what.
Cómo, cómo.
Next is
tú,
you,
tú, tú.
Next is
yo,
I,
yo, yo.
Let's have a closer look at the usage for some of the words and phrases from this lesson. The first word we'll look at is
llamarse,
to call oneself.
Llamarse comes from the verb llamar,
meaning to call, right?
Exactly. Llamar means to call. Llamarse is a reflexive form of llamar, and it means to call oneself.
And that's the one we use when talking about people's names.
Yes. So when we have a reflexive verb, we also need a reflexive pronoun.
Right. So when you conjugate llamarse, what do you get?
Me llamo, te llamas, se llama, nos llamamos, se llaman, etc. In the dialogue, we saw the forms that use se, se llama, and se llaman.
More on that in the grammar section. The next phrase is
mucho gusto.
Nice to meet you.
Mucho gusto is used mostly in introductions. Very handy to know when meeting someone.
Definitely. And the next one?
Igualmente.
Likewise or equally. It can often be translated as you too or the same to you.
Right. So for example, if someone says mucho gusto, which we just learned,
you can say igualmente in return.
Exactly. Perfect way to use it.
And let's look at the last word.
Sentarse.
To seat oneself.
Sentarse is also a reflexive verb, just like llamarse.
So that means you need a reflexive pronoun when you conjugate it.
That's right. In the dialogue, Nora said, por favor, siéntense.
Please have a seat. Here, she uses the reflexive verb because it's something they are doing by themselves. They are seating themselves.
In this lesson, we will be reviewing how to introduce yourself and other people.
Let's start with using llamarse, the reflexive verb meaning to call oneself.
Okay, before we go into the examples, let's talk a little bit about reflexive verbs. A verb is used reflexively when the subject of the verb is also its object.
Right. Keep in mind that reflexive verbs always need a reflexive pronoun.
The reflexive pronouns in Spanish are me, te, se, os, and nos.
Me is myself, te is yourself, se is yourself, himself, herself, or oneself, and nos is ourselves. Os is yourselves and is used in Spain.
Right. So it's the reflexive pronoun plus the conjugated verb. Like we said earlier, me llamo, te llamas, se llama, etc.
How is llamarse used in the dialogue?
We saw two examples of it in the dialogue, se llama and se llaman.
The first example was,
Paco asks Sofía and Nora, ¿cómo se llaman?
Literally, how do you call yourselves?
Right, but he's really just asking, what are your names?
It's se llaman because he is addressing two people.
Yes, anytime you address more than one person, the verb form is going to be plural.
What was the other example?
Paco says, mi amigo se llama Samuel.
Literally, my friend calls himself Samuel. When coming up with a natural translation, we just say, my friend's name is Samuel.
That's exactly right.
Now, we can also introduce ourselves or others in a different way.
Yes, and that is using the verb ser,
which means to be. You can use the conjugated form of the verb ser plus the name.
So for example, in the dialogue, we saw yo soy Nora.
I'm Nora.
You can use yo soy plus name to introduce yourself. We can introduce other people using ser too. For example, él es Samuel.
He is Samuel.
So instead of using se llama Samuel, we can also say él es Samuel.
He calls himself Samuel or he is Samuel.
Llamarse is used in familiar situations and also in formal situations. Now, ser is also used in both, but I would say that se llama is more formal.
Just a little something to keep in mind. Listeners, one good way to practice this is by using the comments section. Practice telling us your name or the names of people you know using llamarse and ser.
Yes, sometimes these reflexive verbs can be a little tricky, so that's a good way to get some practice in.
And as always, you can let us know what you thought of this lesson and also ask us any questions.
Definitely.
Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for this lesson and actually for this series.
Yes, that's right. Our Absolute Beginners series is coming to an end.
This is the last lesson, everyone.
La última lección.
So we just wanted to say thanks for listening, everyone.
Muchas gracias.
We hope you've learned a lot of Spanish throughout this Absolute Beginner series. Come leave us a comment in Spanish.
Yeah, that would be great.
And with that, it's time to say goodbye. Bye, everyone, and thanks for listening.
Adios.
Hola, ¿cómo se llaman?
Yo, Sofía, mucho gusto. ¿Y tú?
Igualmente. Yo soy Paco y mi amigo se llama Samuel.
Y yo soy Nora. Por favor, siéntense.